The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
There we go. Push all the right buttons here. So, good morning again. Today is Friday, so it's the last day in this series that I'm teaching while Gail is on vacation. And for those of you who don't know, I've been talking about connection. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the guided meditation, connection really isn't a Buddhist word per se. But in some ways, for me, it feels like such an integral, if not the integral, part of practice. And it's, we could define it in some vague way as just being the opposite of being disconnected. But when we think about when we're disconnected, it means that we're lost in stories or trying to like really make something happen in a way that is not aware of the consequences that it's having or the context of in which this experience or this thing is happening. And being disconnected from our inner life or some of the roots of our behavior is a way in which can just create the conditions for suffering. And of course, our practice is about finding the end to suffering, alleviating suffering. So this journey of connecting, of course, it's, we connect with others, which I spoke a little bit about on Tuesday and Wednesday. Yesterday I spoke about connecting with ourselves through our bodily experience. And today I'd like to talk a little bit more about connecting with ourselves, but a little bit more of an emphasis on our inner experience. So for many of us, the journey of connecting with ourselves, being present for ourselves, really getting to know and understand ourselves, might begin with a meditation practice. Perhaps we started meditating with the idea of I wanted to have less stress or I wanted to have more clarity or I wanted to have some more balance or maybe we heard it was good for us, whatever the reason might be. And so when we sit down and have the instructions to pay attention to the breath or whatever it might be, we might notice that there's all these different aspects of our experience, aspects of ourselves that perhaps we have had been habitually compartmentalizing. Like, okay, I can only be with these experiences, I only want to be with these experiences, not these. There's a certain kind of like fragmentation and separation, both with our inner life in general. I don't like to see that aspect of myself. I do like to see this aspect of myself. Or with our experience, maybe we are only looking at that which is uncomfortable and not noticing that which is okay and even has a sense of either being neutral or of being pleasant or maybe a vague sense of well-being. So as we start our meditation practice, we start to see how we had been creating these separations. And so whatever warm-heartedness we might wish to cultivate towards ourselves, some allowing, some acceptance, can be unstable, maybe even feeble, because it requires that only these certain conditions that in order for me to be open and accepting, I'm using this word loving, I'm sorry, warm-heartedness. I like this expression. It's kind of vague word, and it's a way in which I think that allows for a big spectrum of responses. So any warm-heartedness we might be cultivating for ourselves is unsteady as long as we're doing this compartmentalization, this fragmentation. I can be with this, but I can't be with that. So it requires that we build firewalls between the good things, quote-unquote, and the bad, the uncomfortable and the uncomfortable. But many of you know this quality of loving-kindness, metta. It can be an integral part, not only the path to freedom, but the path of connecting to ourselves. Many of you know that loving-kindness, metta, goodwill, has an unconditional quality to it. A quality that is not about compartmentalizing, but is the opposite. It's about wholeness meeting all that's arising. It's that quality of the heart and the mind that allows us to say this too when we're having uncomfortable or difficult experiences, when the body is uncomfortable, when we find that we have the thoughts are going, when there's sounds. That quality that allows us to kind of open up and say, okay, come on in, this too. That's a quality of metta, warm-heartedness, loving-kindness. That pointing to the without limits, the immeasurable quality of this. So this ability to connect with, maybe even embrace, all aspects of ourselves. And relieving us of the need that things have to be different. Relieving us of the need to be separating ourselves. And so in this way, warm-heartedness, loving-kindness for ourselves goes beyond simply about feeling good about ourselves, or it's not about convincing ourselves of anything. It's not sentimental or sappy. It's not a facsimile of caring. It's actually caring. It's not trying to rearrange and make everything perfect so that then there can be warm-heartedness and open-heartedness. It's the open-heartedness, the warm-heartedness that exists with things just as they are, that allows us to go this too. And it's also about not beating ourselves up, not being having a little bit of hostility towards ourselves when we're having difficulties, when we make a mistake, when we learn things about ourselves that are uncomfortable. So rather than beating ourselves up, it's about saying to ourselves, yes, I'm having difficulties. This is uncomfortable. I'm suffering. And then to respond to the suffering with kindness, with understanding, with caring. In the same way that Buddhist practice so much is about recognizing that there are difficulties, and as best we can, to turn towards them in a way that's appropriate for us and that matches our capacities, not that we slip into overwhelm, but to turn towards what's actually happening. And of course, we all know that, maybe we don't all know, maybe I shouldn't make these assumptions, but one of the key teachings of the Buddha is that there is suffering. There are difficulties, there are uncomfortable times, and there is freedom from suffering. There is freedom from difficulties. And it's not about getting everything aligned up perfectly. It's not about making all the uncomfortable things go away. It's about having some warm-heartedness, having some this too, to shifting our attitude towards the difficulties. So that movement of having loving kindness, having metta for ourselves, whatever might be showing up, is the same movement that allows us to be with all the myriad of difficulties of the human experience. Is that same movement of letting go of needing things to be different, letting go of wanting to things to be a particular way, and letting go is where we find the freedom. Letting go is where we find the ease, and is the movement towards greater and greater peace and happiness. So in this way, practicing with ourselves, both with the folding in of what's happening, with some warm-heartedness and letting go of wanting things to be different, and also having some loving kindness, some goodwill, some warmth, some care towards our experience, is the opposite of ill will. It's the opposite of any hostility, opposite of some criticism we might have. And so that undermines one of the root unskillful behaviors or attitudes or experiences that the Buddha identified as underlies so much a part of our suffering. That is, this underlying root of ill will. So practicing some warm-heartedness towards ourselves helps undo some of the power, some of some of the power of ill will, which of course helps support greater and greater freedom. The less ill will, the more freedom. The less hatred, the more freedom. So one way to connect with ourselves is to connect with warm-heartedness. And this connecting with ourselves can be an integral part of to greater freedom. And of course, what we experience for ourselves and the greater peace or ease or happiness we have for ourselves affects how we show up for others. All the seeing the different aspects of ourselves helps us to recognize, oh, this is part of the human experience, and helps us to hold that and allow for or accept it in others. And when others see us behaving in a way that is not filled with hatred but is filled with kindness and care, lets people know that it is possible to show kindness and care in all conditions, all experiences. So every movement towards accepting our experience, approaching it with an attitude of warm-heartedness, helps create the conditions, helps us train the mind, train the heart, let us know it's possible for greater freedom to lead to the ultimate freedom, complete freedom, awakening. And also helps us to connect with others and for others to connect with us. So in this way, it can be an integral part of connection and peace and freedom. So as you go through your day today, you might just notice if there's a way that you can bring a openness. I'm using this word warm-heartedness. You might have another word, caring, goodwill, respect, kindness towards one's experience. See if there might be a way in which you can bring that particular attitude. Not because it's sappy or sentimental, but because it's part of the way in which we can find freedom, not only for ourselves, but help create the conditions for freedom for everybody, all of us, all beings, everywhere. Thank you.